This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
That music was not host approved, I just have to tell you.
Oh, come on.
Mark, I listened to your Van Halen and all the other things.
Yeah.
Come on.
I could do this whole segment
on music. The Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, dude.
They're back, all right.
If you played Backstreet Boys at any sporting event, you'd get that place jumping. That's all good. Anything with a little energy, it's fine. It's morning.
Thank you, yeah. Tom.
Right? There, you're welcome. Absolutely.
I'm getting over there. You see that look?
I didn't mind it at all.
I'm usually outnumbered here with the music choice, and I'm not saying the Backstreet Boys would probably be your go-to, nor is it mine. But
no,
at least Tom understands there can be good music aside from Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, my go-to is, you know, Grateful Dead. Or I like my favorite jam band outside of the Dead is Widespread Panic. I love them. I like at night, like late at night, play a little John Coltrane, a little jazz.
Okay.
Sometimes
you
when
like,
I'm
you
making...
You like Kenny G?
No,
glass
that's newer
wine?
Jazz. Yeah, I like the older stuff. Sometimes when I'm, you know, making dinner, I listen to Frank Sinatra.
Mm. Wow.
I love listening to Frank Sinatra.
Do you have vinyl, or do you have a record player?
I have vinyl down in the basement.
Do you? Yeah.
I actually bought a Pioneer used record player speakers and an amp at the Record Exchange on Hampton not long ago, and got hooked up, and you know I got an old record collection, and I'm kind of adding to it. So I like to now bounce around to record stores. Euclid Records in Webster Groves is one, Vintage Vinyl, of course. Record Exchange, there are a lot of great ones. And I'm like a bargain hunter, so I try to find, you know, a good cheap one that a good find.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll drop 20, 25 bucks on a nice one, but like, you know, anything $10 or less, if you can find a good one, it's great. And play a little music downstairs. And I've got all kinds of different, you know, likes. It just depends on what mood I'm in.
I found my old record collection the other day. It's in the basement in a box. And, of course, you won't be surprised. You know, there was Led Zeppelin in there.
No.
And Van Halen. You wouldn't be surprised to hear that. Kiss. I've got Kiss Rock and Roll Over. I had Paul Stanley sign that for me one time. And then I found The Captain and Tennille. Why in the world that record, I ever bought that record, I don't know. But I had that in my collection.
That's great. When you go outside of classic rock, where do you go?
That's a good question.
Classical?
No. I'll listen to Sinatra. I love listening to some of that older stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's fantastic.
That music.
Isn't it great?
We have a record player.
Dean Martin.
Embarrassingly, we did not know you needed. We thought that the speaker just was like part of the record player. So we don't have a speaker for it. So it's actually sitting in our living room, and I have a Chris Stapleton record, but we can't play it yet.
Love Stapleton.
Yeah.
Man, I love Stapleton. He's one of the best.
Wasn't he here recently?
He wasn't here last year. I don't know. But he'll be here this summer, July 11th, to be
specific. He'll sell out Enterprise, I'm sure.
Hey, you know.
No, he plays Riverport. Yeah, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Uh-huh. Speaking of playing, Alex Rich, our own Alex Rich here from the radio station, played the national anthem last night at the City game.
I did see that. I was not there, but I heard about it and saw a great photo was texted to me of him and his fiance, and my great friend Tamar Scher sent that along. So I'm happy for him. Love Alex. Known him since he was in college, actually. I've known him since he was at Indiana University.
He did go to Indiana, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's my fault that he's here. I actually talked our sales department into hiring him.
That's
okay.
Cool.
I said, I know this guy. He's like a, you know.
He's a Hoosier.
He's like a puppy dog, but you can get him into a killer sales account executive, and he's become that, and an on-air personality.
Yeah. Yeah. And they won yesterday, 2-0.
They did. So good for them. And the Cardinals won their fifth in a row, and they have the longest winning streak in baseball right now. The Cardinals and the Royals at 5 in a row. Cardinals are an exciting, fun product.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They put on a show yesterday. Victor Scott II did something I have not seen, and Victor said he's never done in his career. He scored from first base twice, once on a single. Lars Nootbaar, base hit to right. Victor was taking off on the hit, so he rounds second, goes to third. Fielder, you know, gets it in right field, and Victor just keeps on going. It's Victor Scott. You better be ready. They throw it home, safe. So he scores from first on a single. That just doesn't happen. Then he scored on a double from first base. Said he's never done that in his career. He's an incredibly fast and exciting player, and the Cardinals have some exciting, fun players.
Yeah.
They're talk about puppy dogs. You know, they're like they're a young, fun team that's going to make mistakes, but they're all sort of learning on the job, it seems. Even a veteran like Wilson Contreras, he's learning how to play first base, and he's good at it. And the Cardinals won another game. They've won 5 in a row now. They're back to .500. And it'll get interesting.
Pitching pretty solid.
Yeah, Sonny Gray had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, and he
right?
wasn't before. You know, he came off a bad outing against the Mets, but he was really good yesterday. I think the biggest key is they've sort of solidified the bullpen. They had all kinds of problems. They were blowing games. Now they actually have a nice little mix here. Steven Matz has gone from the rotation back into the bullpen. Gordon Graceffo has been called up to shut down the ninth when they don't use Ryan Helsley, who's one of the best in baseball. Chris Roycroft was used yesterday. He's kind of a work in progress, but Kyle Leahy has moved into a really good setup, man. So yeah, the Cardinals have a nice-looking, fun team right now that needs to prove they can do this on the road. They've won 15 home games already, the most in baseball, 15-6, but on the road they've not been good at all. So they've got to figure this out. They're playing at Washington, Philly, and Kansas City. Next three series are all on the road.
Good. So maybe we'll get some butts in the seats again. I did notice that at the because yesterday would have been a beautiful day for the day game.
Yep.
And then by evening, the rain moved in. And when I was looking at the video of Alex singing at that City game, and then I looked at some of the highlights on their website, there were some empty seats down there. And I'm guessing the rain probably drove people back under the awnings, and I just couldn't see them back there.
Last night? Yeah, well, it's not an MLS game. You know, it was a U.S. Open Cup game, and as much as the fans wanted them to be in the U.S. Open Cup, they didn't exactly buy up all the tickets for that. The MLS season is sold out, so it's just a different, you know, matchup. You're playing a lesser opponent, not your starters. They don't really put the starters in for that game, so that could be part of the reason. I thought the crowd at Busch Stadium yesterday was – you know, enthusiastic and, you know, grew into a decent little crowd. But, yeah, you need, you know, it's 72 degrees, sunny. I mean, you know, you remember the days when they would pack day games there. So it's just kind of warming the crowd up to understanding that this team is fun to watch. And eventually they'll grow back to the power that they used to be, and you get the place packed again.
Yeah, That's good. I'm glad to see. I was glad to see people turn out. I had a chance to go to that game yesterday and couldn't because of something else that was going on. But they would have been great. I think they were like Redbird Club seats. I hated that I had to turn them down. Why does that always happen? Like somebody drops tickets on you the day before, and you can't make it happen. Yeah. It was so frustrating.
I got to go do a sports cast, but you call me, and I'll get those tickets in somebody's hands anytime.
All right, I'll let you know.
Might even be happens. Me. Just
yeah,
there,
no kidding.
Drinking a beer and eating a hot dog. All right, guys. Thanks, always Tom. A pleasure.
See you, Tom.
See
you. You bet. We'll play you some Sinatra next time you come in. How about that? That's good.
You know, I would like good Sinatra. I always advocate for Sinatra.
Wow, we found some common ground there. I know, believe it or not.
Yeah. Wow.
Like when I got to pick music that day, we had some Sinatra. And you're like, who? Mark picked this?
I picked Sinatra when I had music.
I love Sinatra. I told you I saw him in concert.
I know, that would be awesome. I hate that he was kind of a playboy, right?
Who, Sinatra?
Yeah.
Well, when he was younger, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, not.
He was part of the Rat Pack.
His older days, but
it's what they did when it was politically correct before the hashtag Me Too thing came along. When they just went out and had themselves a time.
Oh, I'm sure.
She's eyeballing me.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news. Stick around for that. Next hour, Jim Talent and Elliot Davis. I wanted to kind of debrief Elliot. He got to go to the one of the news conferences with the new mayor and pointed out that a number of things she said sounded a whole lot like the old mayor, as we suspected it might. So we'll get Elliot's take on that coming up at about 7:35. Back here in just a minute.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.